News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
So this is something that's been a long time coming. People will know, I'm sure, by now, Coimhnín na mBan is the newish name for the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. They also are the regulator for online safety online platforms. And they set about trying to make the internet, as you said, a safer place for everyone, with that emphasis on kids. So there are two parts to the online safety code. The first part came into play last year. This is part B. And this focuses on specific video sharing platforms that are named, there's 10 of them, and the rules that they now have to adhere by to keep people safe online. So this is kind of putting an end to self-regulation and putting some rules in place.
So are these things that we will know, like TikTok and YouTube, those types of things?
Yes. So things like the meta platforms, Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, as you mentioned, YouTube, Reddit, there's a few others. Interesting, though, Snapchat is not on that list. Now, I know an awful lot of people who are under the age of 16 who use Snapchat as their main method of communication.
It's kind of all my kids use, really.
Yeah.
You know, they really only WhatsApp me. So that's about it.
And this is one of the fundamental issues with the online safety code, is that it can only be enforced on companies that have a HQ here in Ireland.
But wait, I mean, WhatsApp and Snapchat and Facebook, they're all the ones. So is Snapchat's not Meta?
Snapchat's not part of that. No, Snapchat is different.
They're separate.
That is a separate entity. Now that does, you see, and this is where it gets slightly complicated, because we also have at an EU level the Digital Services Act, and that has similar aims and similar missions. But in terms of what's enforceable in this country, Snapchat is not on that list. So I just want to explain very briefly. So from today, and it is in action on Meta platforms, because I just tested it this morning, video sharing platforms now have to have effective age assurance measures. So I attempted to set up a Facebook page saying that I was 13 years of age, and I was met with a cognitive test and then also with a video selfie. Then I was told it'll be 24 hours before they make a decision on whether or not I'm the right age to go on the platform.
And you'll get something back saying, you're clearly really old, stop pretending to be 13. Just saying.
What a wagon. The other area that I think needs to be flagged here, and this is important for parents to know, this isn't a silver bullet, because although this is great and it's covering 10 platforms, a lot of adult-only content is not only accessible on these 10 platforms, it's still available on the World Wide Web. And again, because that content is hosted and generated and HQ'd in other parts of the world, it is not covered.
Can I ask you a last question? Does this affect porn sites like Pornhub and things like that?
No, so this is my point. It's that those websites don't have a HQ here in Ireland.
Okay.
Now, they will come under the umbrella of the Digital Services Act. We know, I was talking to Pat Kenny about it last week, about a new digital wallet, age verification tool that will come into play. That's being tested at the moment, but that won't be here till next year.
But there's basically lots of holes in this sieve, isn't there?
Yeah, it's by no means a silver bullet, but it's progress, so we'll take it for now.
Thank you very much for that, Jess Kelly. We shall chat to you again very soon.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.